Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. Wanted to encourage you guys some more, and in God's love for you, we started a series just last week called "The Open Door," and I believe that that's really a theme for this year. That God has given us access to all that He is, everything we could ever need, and so much more, and that's just through simple childlike faith in His Son. So I was going about my day yesterday, and I finished doing my workout at the YMCA.
Can't say it without
saying it.
You just can't.
No, it's not possible. And the Lord put some things in my heart for the Highway family. How about that? He'll speak to you anywhere, in the pool, in the shower, in your car. He wants to strengthen you and quicken you and give you whatever it is you need to overcome the challenges you're facing. And so I want to share that with you this morning as a part of our series, The Open Door. And I'm going to start in Romans chapter 5. And before we read Romans 5, verse 1, I want to talk about the open door. And we talked about last week, have you ever seen a home when you were a kid growing up, or there's like, wow, that's a beautiful home. What's it like inside? Or you had a friend that had a really nice place and got an invitation to come over. And it's a special thing when you're given access to a special place. And it's one thing when you walk up to a special place and you want to go in and you check the door and it's locked. No access. Or you ring the doorbell and they open the door for you. That's nice. Or you open the door and walk in. Or upon approaching that special place, you don't even have to think about knocking.
That's so good.
Because it belongs to you. And that's what we want to cultivate in you. The knowledge that you belong to Him and He belongs to you. Everything He has is yours. Everything is yours. All right. So I looked up the definition of access, and I'm just going to read you some things right out of the dictionary. But access is a means of approaching or entering into. Access is the means of, and I like that word means, M-E-A-N-S. It's an action or system by which a result is brought about.
That's right. That's good.
Then we're going to read Romans 5, and I want you to remember this definition. So access, 2024, the open door, it's a means of approaching or entering into. It's an action or system by which a result is brought about in our lives. It's the right or opportunity to use or benefit from something. God has given you the right and the opportunity to use and benefit from His resources. Okay? Let's look at Romans chapter 5 now, verse 1. Therefore, because God's given us access. Therefore, having been justified, that means made righteous, washed clean, justified. I think my wife many, many years ago said it to me first, justified, never sinned.
Just if I'd never sinned.
The moment you put your faith in Christ, it's just as if you had never sinned.
Now, we know I have sinned.
Sure, but you're made righteous.
That's right.
You're made righteous.
By faith, it's just if I'd never sinned.
That's exactly right. Having been justified by faith, we have peace. That's irene, equivalent to shalom. from the Hebrew writers, which means untroubled, undisturbed well-being, wholeness, prosperity Amen. With God, nothing missing, Amen. Nothing broken, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also, excuse me one moment, there we go, through whom also we have access, there's our word, what's access? A means of approaching or entering into an action or system by which a result is brought about in our lives, the right or the opportunity to use or benefit from something. So I walk up to this beautiful home, and I'm not thinking about knocking. I'm not thinking about ringing the doorbell. I'm not thinking about, is the door open? It belongs to me. I just walk in.
You know what I'm thinking of? Remember you asked me if I had a house like that, and I was like, not really. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking of today, this is... It was on the town square or the city. It was called Diamond Park.
Yeah.
And it was a circle. And there were buildings and all around it. It was a library there. And I had never been to the library until my school had taken me there on a field trip. And I don't recall ever going back to that library. But every time I drove by, I was like, oh, I'd like to go back in that library for what it contained. And the access to it would be a library card, you know. So I just been thinking about that this card gives access to stuff that you want inside. So for me, as I was thinking, it was the library was good. The thing
That's
I wanted
That's good.
In.
Absolutely. I'd loved going to the library
I
as a
loved
kid.
It. Yeah.
So fun.
So good.
Yeah, so your card, which verified your identity,
exactly,
gave you access, right? That's awesome. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to hear this last part, and I'll break it down a little bit for you. We stand and we rejoice, which means we're happy. We're celebrating. We're glad. We rejoice in hope. Here, this word hope means confident expectation. We rejoice in confident expectation of the glory of God. Years ago, I remember doing a study on these two verses. And let me read that last part to you based on the study I did. Yeah, by faith we've been given access into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the confident expectation of consistently, daily experiencing the glory of God.
That's good.
Because of the access we've been given, we rejoice knowing that we are going to daily experience the glory of God in our lives. We are sure of it. We're standing in this reality. We've been given access to it. We've got our library card. We can check out any book we want because of what Jesus did. He's given us access. Through simple, childlike faith in Christ, we have been given access to an unhindered, free, no condemnation relationship with God as our Father. And it's available to anyone, regardless of what they've done or where they're from. It's available to the whole world. A completely unhindered, free, loving relationship with God as their Father. Oh, what else have we been given access to? To the beautiful life that the Father has prepared for us before we were born. We talked about that last week in Ephesians 2:10 and in Psalm 139. So you can look at that. We're going to go back there this week because I have some things I want to share with you. But Ephesians 2:10, and look at it in the Amplified Classic translation. Ephesians 2:10, and Psalm 139, verse 16 in the NIV 1984 version, okay, talks about the beautiful life that God's prepared for you. And the third thing we've been given access to, and this is a biggie, to the plan and purpose of God in the earth. when you enter in to this grace in which we stand, you start to understand things that are going on in the earth that other people don't understand. You start to see the plan and the purpose of God. You start to see the workings of the enemy. You start to see that there's a war happening, and we are soldiers in the army of Christ. It's very powerful. Now, I haven't gotten to the things that the Lord put in my heart yet, okay? I'm going to get to them right now. Okay. Yeah. So I just wanted to lay that foundation, okay? Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
You've given us a membership. Mm-hmm. You've given us our library card.
Yes.
Lord, you've given us a place in your family.
Hallelujah.
We're your sons and your daughters now, and no one can take that from us. And it's not based upon how long we pray or how long we read our Bible. It's based upon your love for us, and that's why it's permanent.
Hallelujah.
And wow, we're gonna rejoice in that in 2024. Well, we already did in 2023. We're going to rejoice in that in 2024. We're going to put our mind on our sonship.
Mm-hmm.
That's based on your love for us, which you express so beautifully and perfectly through the giving of your Son. Hallelujah. Help us to see it more every moment this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So there I am at the YMCA. Yeah. And the Lord starts putting some things in my heart for you guys. So here we go. Access the open door. We want to say there's a book you really wanted to read when you were a kid, and it was in the library. But you never went to the library, and you never used your card. You would not be benefiting from the access you've been given.
That's right.
There are many believers who aren't benefiting from the access they've been given in Christ. We want to do everything we can at Highway to change that. Some of the things that get in the way of that are religious tradition, the ideas of men, condemnation. Yeah, just wrong thinking, if you want to sum it all up. Having distorted images of God or distorted images of ourselves or other people. So we want to benefit from the access we've been given, and that's what the Lord put in my heart. Two things that will enable you to benefit from the access you've been given in Christ. Okay? That's what I want to share with you right now. The first one is a knowledge. The second one is an awareness. Grab a hold of these. They're for you. The first one is a knowledge. The second one is an awareness. What do we need to be able to reap the full benefits of, take full advantage of the access we've been given in Christ into this relationship? Number one, we need the pure knowledge, the true knowledge of the Father's love for us. And I think I shared in our Bible study this past Wednesday, I didn't expect such an emphasis on love in 2024. But boy, is the Lord doing that in my life. And boy, do I need it. Love is really what we need. And sometimes our idea of love is so shallow compared to God's love. Love is the answer. And the Beatles were confused in a lot of ways, but when they wrote the song, All You Need Is Love, they nailed it right there. It really, the love of Christ. So first of all, in order to enjoy the benefits of your sonship, of your place in the family, you need the pure, true knowledge of the Father's love for you. That is not tainted by religious tradition or wrong thinking. And that is like our focus here at Highway Church. Is we want you to know who Christ is apart from religious tradition, what he's done for you and who you are in him, and his love sums it all up. That's number one, okay? The knowledge of his love for you. And the second one is an awareness. You need to be aware of the voices you're choosing to listen to in your life. Guys, this is for 2024, big time. First, you need the knowledge of the love the Father has for you. and what that has given you and how relevant that is to your right now life. Secondly, you need the awareness of the voices you're choosing to listen to. Now, back in the 90s, something happened that changed the way we live. The internet was made accessible to the public. I don't know exactly when, early 90s, somewhere in there. And I think it's a tremendous tool. I like the access it gives us to each other, the way we can communicate around the world seemingly instantly. I love what it enables us to do, to spread the gospel. So I remember many years ago, I don't do this anymore, but I got signed up for a Facebook account, and at that time, Instagram wasn't around. I think the first social media platform was called Bolt or something like that, and then Six Degrees or something. I don't remember, but they came out like in the mid to late 90s. And I would say they're not around anymore, but Facebook eventually came around, and that became the thing before Insta and TikTok and all that other stuff. But so I signed up, and this is what I did. I got a software that enabled me to schedule a post, and every morning, 7 days a week at 6 a.m., I put an encouraging word out there.
People still use that today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure. And that's how I used it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a great way to encourage people mm-hmm. in the reality of what Christ mm-hmm. did for them, right. You know. And now today I use it basically for the same reason, but I don't do my 6 a.m. everyday post. But and why is that important? Like never before, you have voices coming at you 24/7 from all over the world. And I want to speak to anyone born after 1990, okay? And of course, if you were born prior to that, you know, I was born in the late 60s. It's just different because we didn't have so many voices coming at us from all over the place, okay? So hear what I'm trying to say to you, because my heart goes out to those born after 1990 because of the voices that are coming at them.
Yeah.
And many times they don't have the knowledge of the Father's love for them.
No.
And they're not aware of the voices they're listening to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm thankful for the internet. I'm thankful for social media and the access it gives us to each other. But as far as content and what's out there, the vast majority of it is darkness. It just is. Why? Because that's what's in the world. Okay, so I want you to ask you this question. First of all, are you growing in the knowledge of the Father's love for you? Yes, there are some great places online you can do that. Sure. Highway Church is one of them. Okay, but there are Highway Church. There are other ministries where you can really learn. I recommend Joseph Prince as well, Andrew Womack, Creflo Dollar. That's just to name a few. Where you can learn and grow in the knowledge of his love for you. But here's the thing. I've talked with so many different kinds of people in my life, but often when I'm talking with someone who was born after 1990,
yes.
I'm hearing what they're saying, and I know that what they're saying is based on what they've seen on or heard online,
right.
Not on the Word of God.
Right, exactly.
I'm not finding fault. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
It's more readily accepted, for
sure. Sure. Here's what happened in my lifetime before the internet. Well, actually got strong around the same time. Political correctness. And please don't turn me off. I want to help you, okay? Political correctness began to be pushed like never before in the 90s. And today it's off the charts, okay? It's very similar. What are we talking about? The adversary of your soul wants you to be weak in love. He wants to be able to push your buttons and manipulate you. Why is politically correctness ungodly? Because you have man creating terms, And now they say to you, you've got to say this. If you don't say and agree with the term we've just created, then you're a such and such. And it teaches society that anyone who doesn't agree with what we say is correct, then you are too, then you know they're one of those. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Well, I think that's come about, Joseph. I'm just going to interject this, is that these platforms have invited us to say whatever we want, to put out there. And prior to social media platforms, we didn't know what somebody voted. We didn't know what somebody felt about political issues. We didn't know who they were dating. Unless we sat down and intentionally wanted to form these deeper relationships where we knew deeper things, but we didn't. We didn't know. So social media comes along and gives you a platform where you almost feel compelled to say something about everything. Mm-hmm. And now that you're saying something about everything, we're going to come along and judge that and tell you you can't say that or you can say that. Before, we didn't know. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what people thought unless we sought that out. And this is what we're talking about, voices. This is why I'm bringing this back, is that the voices were more sought out for rather than floating over us all the time and washing over us.
Right.
And so that requires a discernment, and it requires an awareness, like you're saying, of what we're listening to.
Yeah. So what ends up happening, again, if I say a word, I say, okay, everyone, when you talk about this now, you have to say these words.
Right.
What does that do? So you got to see beyond the scheme. It ends up making us very touchy.
Yes.
It trains us to be easily offended.
Right.
Which is the opposite of love.
Correct.
That's what's behind it. See, Satan is very subtle and he's very cunning. He wants you to be easily offended in your life. He wants you to get offended as quickly and as often as possible. So, and again, you know, the people behind this political correct agenda are clueless. I love them, but they're clueless as far as the Word of God goes. They're clueless as far as real light goes. So, and Isaiah prophesied about this, that we'll be living in a day when what is good will be called bad.
That's right.
What's bad will be called good. What is light will be called darkness. Right. What's darkness will become light. Mm-hmm. And I see that all over social media, not criticizing people. We're talking about ideas. Okay, I'm not mad. I'm not putting anyone down. Mm-hmm. I want to help people come out from the darkness into the light by looking to Christ instead of the voices of man. So I see this in those that are born after 90, unless they've really pursued Christ and renewed their mind with the Word of God, is they're so easily offended, so touchy. Now, let me share with you a scripture. Okay, I didn't know what love was growing up. Didn't have an idea because I lived in a crazy environment. Now, of course, we all have a kind of an idea of what love was, but I when I started getting to know Christ, just blew my mind. And let me share with you 1 Corinthians 13. The Highway team here in Tulsa is meditating on this scripture for January. But I'll just share with you a couple of verses of 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. In the Amplified Classic translation, it says, love endures long. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Puts up with a lot of stuff.
How long? Well, a day or two. Uh-huh. No, as long as it takes to get to the desired result. Love endures long. That right there will change your whole life.
Yeah.
That's not of this world.
No.
See, I knew as a kid, somehow, by the grace of God, that what I was going through couldn't be love. Mm-hmm. I needed something that I couldn't find in this world. And that's the love of God, which you have access to, which you've been brought into. So love endures long and is patient and kind. Love is not demanding that everyone say call me a certain thing or learn a certain this or do a certain that. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Yes. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. Love is not boastful or vain glorious. What's vainglorious? Look at me. A lot of that online, right? I want you to look at me. I want to create an image so people follow me. Right? That's a lot of the focus sometimes online. So I've got to, you know, take the right kind of pictures, post the right kind of posts, because I want to get as many hearts as I can. And that really can build a very touchy, fragile image of yourself, a very superficial image. Love endures, is not boastful or vainglorious. Now listen to verse 5. Love is not touchy. Wow. Or fretful. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. Love takes no account of the evil done to it. There's nothing politically correct about love.
No, not at all. It's
political correctness. Listen, and those who will deny this, who pump it out there, but it's designed to divide and get you upset at somebody. That's what the purpose of it is. It's designed to divide and separate and get certain people groups mad at other people groups. And so many believers are falling into it. Mm-hmm. They learn all the current phrases. And sometimes churches are falling into it. And they've got all the current phrases and they produce it well. But it's not the word. It's not the heart of God. If you're going to benefit from the access you've been given, you need the knowledge of the Father's love for you. And you need to be aware of the voices. What I mean by the voices you're listening to, the voices you're choosing to act upon, that you're choosing to elevate in your life and making decisions based on. So, you know, I came to know the Lord in the late 80s, just getting into the big political correctness era in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And I realized very quickly, if I'm going to flourish in Christ, I've got to tune these voices out. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I know a lot of believers who are like watching the latest news, like hours a day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's just not for me. Why? Now, here's what I want to encourage you to do, because I was in the Word. So in other words, someone else is watching stories on TV, but I'm there with the Word learning about God's love for me. Let me ask you a question, no matter what generation you're from. Do you make the daily decisions you make as far as what you're choosing to value in your life? What you're choosing to devote your time, energy, and talents to? Do you make those decisions based on what you've seen online, what you've heard through the internet, or are you making those decisions based on your private time with Christ and your personal study of the Word? Hear me. If you're allowing the voices of man to a place in your life, you can get to the place where you can't even understand the Bible. You won't even be able to read it because it's so contrary to what the culture is saying. Mm-hmm. And you'll open it up and you'll just shut it off. And that's exactly what the devil wants. Sure. See, while you're trying to be current and in and politically correct, the devil's laughing at us. And when he comes against you, and he will, because that's his plan, he steals and kills and destroys, he's going to laugh at you when you give him a social media idea. And then he's going to kick your butt, is what he's going to do. See, and hear me, I hope you're not turning me off here. I'm trying to help you. When I went through basic training in the military, let me go back. Stay with me, guys. We need this for 2024, and we're gonna get it to you. When I was a kid, and there are some good things my dad did, but he wanted me to learn how to swim. Now, my dad, you know, when he was a young man, was a lifeguard. He was a really good swimmer. He wanted me to learn to swim. I didn't know how to swim. I was probably 4 or 5 years old. I don't know. And so we were on vacation. And we're at a swimming pool. He said, "You're going to learn to swim today." And I said, "I don't know how to swim." He said, "Come with me."
I knew this story.
And we walked from the shallow end all the way down to the deep end. He said, "Jump in." I looked and I saw how deep the water was. I said, I don't know how to swim. Mm-hmm. He said, jump in. Now, I had seen my dad swim. Mm-hmm. I knew he was a lifeguard. I knew he could swim very well. And that's the way he taught me to swim. He threw me in the deep. And guess what? I swam.
Wait, yeah. I thought he told you to jump off, and so you didn't do it, and then he threw you?
Well, I don't remember which. It's kind of a little both. I think it was a little of both, yeah. Throwing. Yeah. But basically, I underneath it all, I knew that he would be able to
can help you.
Do whatever needed to be done. I had no doubt about that because I had seen him in action. And why am I bringing that up? I brought up the military. There's three reasons why I pursue Christ. I want you to hear me, guys. This will help you so much. Number one, I want to know him. I want to experience him. I want the reality of his love to be overflowing in my life. And I'm trying to see if I get this out. That's number one. Number two, because he's so good. he's everything we're looking for and so much more. And number three, I realize I'm in the middle of a battlefield. And this is what I want to get across to you. So in basic training, you know, it's like 3:50 in a.m. And boom, this
big guy.
Big company commander comes in. I'm sound asleep because we went to bed about 11 something p.m. banging a trash can.
Okay.
And what do you want to do? Like, you want to jump on the guy and say, shut up, right? There's no way you're going to do that, though. Why? He's there to train you so that you'll be able to respond regardless of how you feel in a difficult situation. That's what basic training is all about. That you'll rise above your circumstances and the way you feel to do what needs to be done because the situation is urgent. And hear me. So many believers don't even realize the battleground they're standing in. The Bible talks about it a lot. There's a lot of war in the Bible. Because it's a real thing. There are spirits of darkness that have plans to derail you and take you out. That became very clear to me because of what I went through in my life. Now, in the military, you realize that I'm being trained. And boy, there's times when you're going somewhere, you're on a mission or whatever it is. You know, you're flying into an area of hazardous duty and the commander speaks to you. And you don't say, boy, I wish you would have said that nicer.
Right.
Get on your life vest.
That's right.
Can you say that more kind, please? Right. You're not thinking those thoughts at all. Why? You realize he's got a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You're not touchy because you see a bigger picture.
Right.
And that's why political correctness is so paralyzing.
Yeah.
It gets you this teeny tiny small thinking, makes you really touchy and easily offended, and you become paralyzed by fear of people. And then the people God brings into your life, you can't receive from them because you're so touchy.
Mm-hmm.
And a pastor is like a company commander in the military in many ways. A dad is like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are times a dad or a pastor sees things and knows things the kids don't understand or the people in the congregation don't understand. And man, you've got to say it. And it may not come out pretty, but it needs to be done. So there is so much to be gained by studying the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Highway in 2024, if you are not familiar with God's Word, start in the book of John. Go to John chapter 1. And before you begin reading, say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to your love for me and all you've done for me through Christ. In Jesus' name. And then begin reading John 1:1. Forget everything you've ever heard on social media, everything any person or church has ever told you, and just read. And let the Holy Spirit personally apprentice you in the reality of Christ. This is what has saved my life more times than I can count. Listen to me. I have the privilege of being a husband. and of being a dad. And even my wife and my kids may never know of the things we've been spared of because of the time that I spent alone with Christ. I'm just being real with you. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell them all. I can't even go into all that. It would take too long to say it. But I'm as the leader in the family, I've got to be alone with my father because, well, I need help. I need divine power as a man in this world. I need divine love. I need divine power. I need divine strength. I can't love my wife the way I'm supposed to love my wife by myself. I need the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
I can't love my kids. I make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I need the grace of God and the love of God. So I have chosen to pursue him. Number one, because I want to know him. Number two, he's worth it and he's so good. And number three, I realize if I don't get in his word, I'm a sitting duck mm-hmm. for my enemy. Mm-hmm. The devil's going to kick my butt. And I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm in the middle of a battle, and you are too, whether you believe it or not, you are. And make no mistake, Satan will attempt to steal from you. I guarantee you he's already tried, and this political correct agenda is a great vehicle for that.
Sure.
Because if you're touchy, if you're easily offended, if you're fearful, you're a prime target for Satan's strategies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's just the reality of it all. So this is a powerful a powerful freeing truth mm-hmm. when I realize that God's love for me is everything I need. Mm-hmm. And then I set my person on pursuing and growing in that. Mm-hmm. And that's what he put on my heart. And I'm trying to be fit in the time window here to get that out. But I want to give that to you for 2024. So start making his love for you a priority in your thinking. And you know, I have different accounts online. I have a phone. But in one sense, I don't care if I ever look at my phone again.
Right.
Why am I saying that? Because when you taste of Christ, you really cultivate a consistent relationship with him, and you taste how good he is. It's like the stuff the world's saying is so blah.
Yeah.
It doesn't move you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going on social media to form your identity or to make right. decisions. So ask yourself, anyone, any generation, but I'm especially speaking to those who've born after 1990, are you making the decision you're making in your life about God, about yourself, about your life, about other people, because of what you've seen and heard online or because of what you've personally studied in the Word? If the answer is because of what I've seen online, you're missing out on the benefits of knowing Christ. We're to live from the knowledge of Christ.
And that access. That's what you, and we have access.
We have full access to it, but we've got to use it.
We have to get in there.
And
that's right.
this is my most prized possession in my life. No joke.
Mm-hmm.
You can have everything else, but you can't have this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you anything up, but not this. Never. Why? Because this is it. If I've got this, I've got everything. And I understand how to read this book.
Right.
I don't understand everything in the book. But I understand this is a book about the heart of God.
Well, this is again what Dan had brought up. It's not about us. It's just giving the Spirit of God the open door. So he's giving us access.
Absolutely.
But you know what? We have to give him access.
Yes.
And the way we do that is
that's so good.
By valuing and coming
that's so
into
good.
What he's prepared for us and choosing it over other things. That
I
we
love
could.
That. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You just reminded me of something you said that. Don't go and keep going if you have something
that's
there.
Good. Go.
I love that. That's so good. I want to do this before we pray. I want to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. And we invite you to get involved with this. You know, I didn't get into ministry to make money. And I didn't stay in ministry to make money because I never would have got into it. I chose to step into ministry because I recognized God's calling on my life. And So I want you to understand when we talk about worshiping the Lord with a tithe and offering, and I encourage you to listen to Love's Plan series. There is a relationship that we share. You know, in basic training, even though we weren't always happy with the company commander, we knew that what he was doing was very valuable to us because he was preparing us for difficult situations. So when he told us to drop and stay in the push-up position, we dropped. When he told us to get up at 3:50 and go run around an airplane hangar for, you know, like we didn't want to do laps until we felt like we were going to drop, we did it. Why? Because we knew he understood things and was preparing us to win in war, to win in the challenges we face, okay? No matter who you are, you're going to face challenges in life. We're in enemy territory. So when I talk about giving tithes and offerings, first of all, what's our first reason for giving tithes and offerings? Because of his love for us. He loves us. He's so good. We're responding to him. And I just thank God. I remember the very first church he brought in my life, I learned so much about Jesus. And I got so excited about going there because I'd go there and they'd preach the Gospels to me, John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing, doing greater things than these. And I was so excited to bring my money there and worship God with it.
Right.
I mean, I couldn't wait. And I'm like that today. I love when money comes in our hands personally, you and me.
Sure.
Because, okay, what can we do? Now we get to give.
That's the first thing we
this
think.
Is because there's nothing other than that.
That's right.
That's pure. That's just pure love.
Yes.
So I want you to understand that's what it is with us at Highway, where when we invite you to worship the Lord with your tithes and offerings, that's the number one reason because he's so good. So we're responding to his love for us. And we can go through all the scriptures and give you the scriptural reasons for tithing, but that's the simplest way to say it. And the second reason he's so good. And the third, we realize there's a thief in this world, that Satan's the god of this world. And we want our money to be sown into the kingdom of God, where there's no rust, no moss, no one can steal and take away. So we're sowing our money into the kingdom of God for a lot of reasons. Now, God will bring fivefold ministry people into your life. Now, depending on where you're at on the offense, politically correct spectrum, you may not want to hear from them. You may dismiss, but he'll still bring them into your life because he loves you.
Yeah.
And so I know just because God's brought us into your life for a reason. Now, you may already have a church, which is wonderful. We encourage you, if you're going to a church that's teaching you who Jesus is, what he's done for you, who you are in Christ, that's awesome. But if you're looking for a church to learn that, that's our specialty. That's what we focus on. That's our purpose. We want to see people experience the love and the power of Christ in their daily lives, and we feel that purpose is best served by giving people the true knowledge of who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and who we are in him. So, and when he does that, when God brings a fivefold ministry into your life and a church like that, man, that's a cause to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I just love that in our lives when it's just like, oh, thank you, God. And then you worship God there with your tithes and your offerings. You can give a tithe is a specific thing where you're being fed in your church. Offerings can be anywhere. So we encourage you to get into this flow of life, into this kingdom of God mindset. And begin to act on, you know, the word that we're sharing and respond by meditating in the scriptures, spending that time alone with Christ, not out of duty or because you're trying to earn something, just because you want to experience him. Mm-hmm. You wanna take full benefit of what he's given to you as his very own son or daughter. And worship him with your money. Sow your money into the kingdom of God. There's no rust here. There's no stock market crashes. There's no recession. There's no depression. It's an economy that is built upon the blood of the Lamb.
That's good.
It's the divine economy of God. And I am saying to you, it's a new year, new income.
Amen.
New year, new income.
Amen.
Increased income. not only the current income you have increasing, but income coming from different places that you haven't yet known about. See, this is what acting on the word regarding your finances does. It opens you up to kingdom possibilities.
That's right. You're looking for them.
I would not want to live in this earth without tithing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do it. No way. Mm-hmm. No one's going to stop me from tithing. Mm-hmm. No one's going to stop me from giving offerings. No one. Why? Because I know the benefits of it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to use my library card.
That's right.
I'm checking out the book I want to read.
That's good.
So we invite you to get in the whole thing. There's a package here for you. It's who Jesus is. It's what he's done for. It's who you are in him. And that's what I want to encourage you to take full advantage of. Let me read you the heart of God here in Psalm 115, verse 14. May the Lord richly bless both you and your children. Amen. The New Century Version says, may the Lord give you success. I'm praying over this, over you. I'm praying this over you, Highway family. May the Lord give you success. May he give you and your children success in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 15 in the New Living Translation, may you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's his economy, everything. The Passion Translation says it this way, God himself will fill you with more. Blessings upon blessings will be heaped upon you and upon your children from the maker of heaven and earth, the very God who made you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can worship the Lord with your money via our website, highwaychurch.us. Highwaychurch.us. Click on Give in our menu. It's on your screen there as well. Let's pray. Father, right now, we choose to separate ourselves from the thinking of this world, from the ideas of man, and we choose to be kingdom people. We choose to be kingdom-minded. We refuse to be offended anymore. We refuse to take offense. We refuse to hold record of the wrongs people have done. We keep no track of evil done to us. We endure long. We're patient. We're kind. We're happy. We're rejoicing in you. We're unafraid because your love for us has removed every fear. And Lord, we worship you right now with our money. This is a very special year. I don't know what Satan is up to in this year, but I know what you're up to, Father. Prosperity and blessing. Strength and health like we've never seen. So, Lord, we keep our eyes on you, and we thank you for great success, mm-hmm. spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, in our relationships, in our businesses, in our workplace, in our finances, in Jesus' name. And we worship you with our money. Amen.
God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.